London's news at 1 o'clock. I'm Aurelia Allen. Protesters have closed off Oxford Circus this lunchtime by chaining themselves around traffic signals. Hundreds of anti-capitalist and disability activists are demonstrating against changes to parts of the welfare reform bill. And we can join Jason Rossum, who's live with them.
Yes, well, Aurelia, campaigners said they would stage a daring and disruptive act of civil disobedience in opposition to the government's welfare reforms, and they have. They met this morning at Holborn Station, went down into the tube station and came along two stops to Oxford Circus. They got out and they chained themselves, these disabled campaigners, also campaigners from UK Uncut, and I've seen some people also from Occupy London here as well. They've chained themselves to the traffic signals around the Oxford Circus station. It's the sort of Langham Place, Portland Place end, and the buses are stretching right back along that part of Regent Street now, and that part of Regent Street is also closed. There's about 300 protesters here, and I'm joined by one of them, Stephen Sumpter, who's from Disabled People Against Cuts. Just tell us what you've done here. You're in your wheelchair and there's chains around you. What have you actually done here, Stephen?
Yeah, all of the wheelchairs here are locked onto the chain with D-locks, and we've basically blocked the road entirely, stretched all the way across the road, and we're not planning to go anywhere.
Why are you here?
We're here because the welfare reform bill is going through Parliament next week, and to be honest, we're desperate. Nobody seems to be paying attention to it going through. Nobody seems to believe us when we say just how bad this bill is, just what it's doing to people. We tell them, you know, just what is being cut, and people say, no, the government wouldn't do that.
Do you think action like this can work?
I think it can. I think at the very least we're creating a storm that the government can't talk its way out of. The scrounger rhetoric used to justify cuts and to target people, it's not going to be enough to tell people why, you know, it's brought wheelchair users, people like me, who are going to be suffering for ages afterwards out here to block up London to draw attention to this.
Stephen Sumpter from Disabled People Against Cuts, thank you very much. Well, police presence is adequate for this, and there was a small scuffle as some protesters tried to climb the entrance to Oxford Circus station and unveil a banner, but that was over within a few minutes. But the protest, the campaigners say, it will continue.
OK, Jason Rossum live there in Oxford Circus.